Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
I, Payne and Pendergast, with you on a Tuesday, or Monday. Jeez, God. God bless.
Sorry, Sean.
Second segment of the week.
You'll have another chance to say Tuesday tomorrow.
Yeah, that's true. It'll be Tuesday all day tomorrow. Yeah, Monday.
Yep.
It's President's Day, people. Sorry. If you were sleeping in and you were thinking you're going to have a relaxing, you know, just lay in bed, maybe listen to a little Payne and Pendergast on the Odyssey app, get in your 60 minutes to get qualified for our Vegas contest. Sorry if I shocked you by saying Tuesday right there. It's Monday. It's Monday, and Alex Bregman is a member of the Boston Red Sox. That is official. We got the strange visual of old Breggy putting on a Red Sox jersey. I don't know why, Seth, because we've seen this happen a number of times. You know, we've seen Springer put on the Toronto jersey at a press conference. We've seen Correa throw on that Twins jersey.
Yeah.
A few other guys here and there. The Bregman putting on the Red Sox one hit pretty hard, man. You know, because he's right there with Springer, in my mind, as far as, like, faces that are symbolic of this era of Astros baseball. Like, Altuve's on another level from everybody else. It's Altuve. And then a drop off, and then to me, like I think you and I went through the exercise of kind of putting a pyramid together of Astro faces of the era, and for me, Bregman and Springer are the two guys on that next level of the pyramid below Altuve. I think probably because it's a Red Sox jersey and not a Toronto Blue Jays jersey like Springer is why it hit a little harder. Like, oh, that's right. We've had some postseason tussles with these guys before. You know, they had to get through the Red Sox a couple of times. Well. They got through him in 17 in the divisional round. They got through him in 21 in the ALCS. They lost to them in 2018 en route to the Red Sox winning a World Series in 2018. So that's why I think this one hit a little harder. Like, oh, that's right. We've gone to war with these guys before, and he's on the other side now.
That was the fun thing about the 17 World Series, where obviously the Astros still hadn't cemented themselves in our minds the way they are now.
No.
The previous championship era, whatever. But that you had to go through the Red Sox, the Yankees, and then the Dodgers. It was fun that it was a grand entrance to that stage.
Yes.
By beating up a bunch of the old legacy dynasty old dames.
Yeah, man.
Old whores is what I like to call
them. Blue blood yeah. Invitational. Yeah, it was that for sure. Here was Alex Bregman, met with the media yesterday on Sunday morning, and here was his opening statement.
It's good to be here. I've been fortunate enough to be in the playoffs the first 8 years of my career, and I plan on continuing to do that here. I'm a winning player. This is a winning organization. Those players are winning players. We have winning coaches here, and I plan on winning here. After talking with some of the guys over the last 2 days, I can see that there's something special here. Franchise players, veteran players, young players, all ready to get after it. I'd like to thank Mr. Henry, Mr. Gordon, Mr. Warner, Sam, Brez, AC, for their time and vision throughout this process. I'd like to thank Scott for his guidance And my wife's going to love Boston as well. She was super involved in the process, and she is looking forward to starting her first semester at Harvard Executive Business School this year as well.
Yeah. Boo!
Whoa!
Boo! Boo! Oh. Boo!
Elitists.
That's what ultimately, this is a place where we felt we could be really super snobby about things. And definitely these elite Northeastern intellectuals won't have a clue that my salsa sucks. Yeah, his wife's going to be there working on a business plan for the salsa and craft beers and everything else like that.
Maybe she can get a plan for production. Distribution and marketing were just fine. Production, F-.
Why couldn't she not go to the executive school of avoiding long droughts and slow starts?
Yes. Okay? Yeah, or to your point, culinary school to get the salsa tasting better. One of those, yeah.
It was a really good press. It was a lot better than his 2020 press conference.
The apology?
Yeah.
He's reading it off a piece of paper.
The paper blew away, remember? And that's he kept right. on motoring through.
Oh, did he ever, yeah.
He was bebopping
and scotting all over the place.
I watched it, but I can't remember. But I'm pretty sure in this press conference, it was an impressive list of names that he rattled off when he's new to the organization without having to look at a piece of paper.
Yep.
So that was impressive.
That's always impressive.
That.
So that's his opening statement. Here's Alex Bregman talking about the Fenway crowd. He cites a play from the 2017 postseason run where he was taken aback by how passionate Boston fans are.
I think it's going to be awesome. I think the craziest moment at Fenway was when Devers hit it inside the Parker in 2017 against us in the playoffs, and I felt like I've never seen a crowd that crazy in my life. It was almost like, oh, wow, I don't know if we're going to win this game anymore. They're going nuts. It's awesome. So, I think every time we go there, there's just an energy, whether it's a Monday or a Sunday. It's a great atmosphere.
He's right about that. I grew up going there. I've been there many times. You know, my daughter lives in Boston. It's a phenomenal place to go watch baseball. It is a great even when the team's bad. There's a lot of energy in that building. There, he's gonna like it.
As long as you're a white person, other than that, other than that, watch out. Who knows how many slurs are gonna be thrown your way. Sure they do, Sean. Sure they do. That's let's forget about all the documented cases of racial hatred in Boston sports events.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
So interestingly, he chose the Devers play. Interestingly, he chose the
Tell
Devers
me why.
Play because this is from the Athletic beat reporter who says that the most interesting thing about the press conference and everything that the Red Sox have been saying is actually what isn't being
said. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Said, which is, where's Rafael Devers, third baseman for the Red Sox, actually going to play this year? And this was a quote. While many of Bregman's new teammates gathered behind the media throng to watch the proceedings, longtime Red Sox third baseman Rafael Devers wandered by and then kept on wondering. And we wondered why. Maybe he had a family commitment. Maybe he had tickets to watch the Savannah Bananas. But it does add to the dose of intrigue to spring training. Listen, Bregman is a really, really good fielder.
Yeah.
Devers, he's a good DH.
Not as good as
a fielder. He's a good potential DH,
right?
But he might not. He might not be cotton into the notion that he's not the third baseman anymore.
Yeah.
So yeah, they've got drama up there already.
Oh, good, good. I wonder if Bregman knew that was going on. I wonder if he saw Devers just kind of lurking and not really watching. He's like, I need to throw him a bone here. You know what the coolest time was? When Devers hit it inside the park home run. The energy was amazing.
Did you hear that, Rafael?
Yes. Yeah,
I'm talking about you.
It's my favorite moment ever. Ever. All right, let's. This is interesting. Hey, Byron, let's skip.
Did you know, by the way, that I've learned Spanish to reach out to my teammates?
Right, right.
I'm very inclusive. Yeah, let's do this.
Let's do this. Actually, I was going to say skip. Byron, we'll stick with the order here. Here's one more of excited Bregman. I think he sounds excited to be there. There's a texter says he does not sound excited. Another texter saying he sounds very uninspired to be there.
That's how he always sounds.
Sit tight for a second here. Here's one more. This is Bregman on, did anybody recruit him to Boston?
My favorite player, Dustin Pedroia, did. he reached out a few times this offseason and talked to me about how special it was to be a part of the Boston Red Sox, and it was pretty cool to talk to him as well as so many other former players here in Boston and current players on the team as well. It was great.
Yeah, and that's just how – you're right, Seth. Like, that's his cadence. That's how he sounds. Trust me, if you watch the press conference, he's super excited to be a member of the Boston Red Sox. You'd need to sandblast the smile off of his face. He was very happy to be there. This is where I was – when people are saying he doesn't sound very excited to be there, okay, well, now let's go to the two answers about his time in Houston. Hey, how hard was it leaving Houston, Alex?
How tough was it for you at the end to leave an organization that you had been with your entire career?
Definitely difficult. I have so much respect for the organization, top to bottom, all the players.
Okay.
Oh, that little yep at the end.
Okay.
That's insulting, Alex Bregman.
Okay.
That is insulting.
One more, and this will not take long. And this is one where I thought, boy, this is an opportunity for him to really kind of toss one last bone to Houston here, right? You bring up the name Jose Altuve, maybe the most revered athlete in the history of this city. And the question was, how hard was it telling Jose Altuve, who, by the way, was ready to be the equipment manager and the water boy if it meant keeping Alex Bregman in Houston? Never spoke up for a player before until Breggy. How hard was it telling Jose Altuve that you were leaving?
Oh, definitely tough. You build great relationships with people in this game, and he's a friend of mine for life, and I've loved every second of being able to suit up with him.
Yeah.
Seconds.
Wow, that was pretty heartfelt.
Rafael Devers and Dustin Pedroia got more time in this press conference than the Astros and Altuve combined.
Yeah, whether he sounded excited or not, I can't remember a single time ever where Bregman sounded all that excited about anything.
That's
the way he does it. Good, bad, indifferent. He keeps an even keel.
Yeah, and by the way, it's probably, if we're being honest, like, if you live in Houston and you hear those answers, there was part of me that heard those answers. I'm like, ah, man, this is like your opportunity to really like this is your first chance to publicly thank the Astros or acknowledge Altuve. I mean, it was a mutually beneficial relationship between the two. This is your first chance to really do it. I know you posted your five paragraphs on social media, and that was all nice. This is a chance for you to at least spend 30 seconds or so talking about Jose Altuve of the Astros, and he just gave these two canned seven-second answers. Now, this is where I'll cut him some slack. Boston's a hard city, man, and this is Bregman's first chance to connect with the Boston audience.
Yeah.
It's far more important to Bregman over the ensuing years, over the upcoming seasons, that he connect with Fitzy and Sully from the docks than it is he reconnect with any of us back here in Houston.
I get it.
I was just hoping, especially the Altuve question, because that is, I was honestly hoping we get a better answer on the Altuve thing just because it's a super compelling topic. That Altuve, this is the only teammate that Altuve has ever gone public for saying, we need to re-sign this guy. Not I hope, we need to. We need to give him a contract. And I was just hoping for a little more on the Altuve front. So that disappointed me, but I understand it. I get it.
Right. No, yeah, I don't. It's not the time and the place. It would be one of those things that you're saying, he's speaking largely to Red Sox fans.
100%.
It's going to fall on a lot of deaf ears. Yep. And it's not like that's the fitting tribute. I'm sure he texted Alex Bregman. He texted Jose Altuve at some point. Maybe even a phone call.
I would hope a phone call.
A phone call these days is more impressive than a handwritten letter.
Are you kidding me? A phone call is like, yeah, dude. For me, a phone call, I may as well be wiring $100,000 to somebody if they're getting a phone call from me. 100%. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you on a Monday, President's Day Monday, mind you. We will get to headlines coming up next. It's Stephon Diggs deadline day. News in the NFL, more Justin Tucker news. Ugh. An NBA All-Star weekend. What a disaster. We will get to all of that in headlines coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.